Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply elementary school. Elementary school. Think of all the fun we had, my friends and neighbors, in elementary school. It was probably the time in our life where we actually learned the most. Yes, my friends and neighbors, elementary school introduced us to concepts that, if we apply them, will still help us grow in our Christian lives today. Yes, my friends, remember 2 Timothy 3:14? We're encouraged to continue in things which we have learned and been assured of. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we also discover in Deuteronomy 31 and 13 that and their children, which haven't known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord our God as long as we live. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to remember some of those old concepts back in our elementary school days. You remember the days with the big pencils and the big erasers? We have to go back and remember some of those concepts. Let's review them today, my friends. That first concept that will help us grow in our Christian life that we learned in elementary school was the importance of following instructions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, our success is predicated on the instructions we're willing to follow. In elementary school, we had to raise our hands before asking questions. We had to walk in a single file line. We had to say please and thank you. Those that followed instructions, they were all right. Those that didn't had to go stand in a corner. They were the ones that had to put the dunce cap on. They were the ones that the teacher made sure was singled out because of their inability to follow instructions. And I submit today, my friends and neighbors, that God is always talking to us. His spirit is always speaking to us. The Bible is a book of instructions, and those who win in this Christian life are those who are committed to following instructions. Remember, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and in order to follow instructions, we just have to remember a few things. First, we've got to pick the right pattern. You see, in elementary school, they taught us how to connect the dots. They made us draw an A and B and C by running our pencils up and down the dotted lines in order to make the right words, that we have to pick the right pattern. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:15 that from a child we've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make us wise unto salvation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the first pattern that we pick is a pattern of studying the Word of God. And then we see in Titus 2 and 7 that we should show ourselves a pattern of good works. These are simply instructions we follow. And yes, my friends and neighbors, in order to follow great instructions, we not only have to pick the right pattern, we've got to pick the right partner. I remember the Bible says in Genesis 30 and 27 that Laban told Jacob that he learned from experience that God had blessed him because he was around Jacob. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you are blessed by hanging around somebody else. Or, you know, the Bible says he that walks with wise men shall be wise. We've got to remember, my friends and neighbors, the importance of following God's instructions. What instructions are you following today that God has told you? Let's not ignore those. Remember the other thing we learned in elementary school, my friends. We learned to use our imagination. I always say that we will all eventually look like our wildest dreams. See, kids in elementary school, we drew pink elephants. We drew flying pigs. We drew dogs with wings. We did all kinds of things. We used our imagination. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, in this Christian life, we've got to use our imagination. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 and 20 that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God wants us to reach big. See, in order for us to use our imaginations, just like elementary school, we've got to forget the word impossible. You see, elementary school kids believed anything. We should be like that. Let's forget the word impossible. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Luke 1:37 that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then in Luke 18 and 27, we see that the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. What things thing are you praying for? What are you hoping for? What are you believing for? Be like that child, my friends and neighbors, and believe that everything is possible. A child believed that Santa Claus could squeeze down a chimney, drop off some presents, and deliver presents to every kid in the world and in a 24-hour time frame. See, kids believe that anything was possible. Do you believe that it's possible for God to do great things in your life? My friends and neighbors, in order to use our imagination, we had to forget the status quo. You see, the elementary school kids were not thinking about the parents who worked their 40-hour work weeks and all those. No, no. They had a whole nother mindset, my friends and neighbors. By the same token, the Bible says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can use our imaginations because we are peculiar. We don't act like everybody else. We don't walk and talk like everybody else. Yes, my friends, I challenge you, just like elementary school, we've got to use our imagination. The Bible also tells us, or we also learn from the elementary school concepts, we learn how to share. Yes, my friends, wasn't it great? Back in elementary school, you'd give a kid your apple. They give you half of their sandwich. You give them your banana. You shared all the time. You see, at recess, you didn't have enough swings for everybody to swing. So one person would swing and the other one would push. Then they switch. You had only a handful of balls to play with. So you had to take turns. In this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, we should be sharing all the time. The Bible says in Matthew 10 and 8, freely you have received, freely you give. We discover in Matthew 7 and 7, ask and it shall be given, seek and we will find, knock and it shall be, and the door shall be opened. Yes, Jesus gave us a pattern of sharing. We should share our knowledge with someone, share the goodness of God with somebody else, share our love with our neighbors. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we learned how to share in elementary school. We need to keep that sharing principle in our Christian life. And last but not least, elementary school taught us the importance of homework, that it wasn't just in school where we had to be excellent. We also had to be excellent at home. We would have to get with our parents and ask them the questions, and they would check our homework and make sure that it was right, and the family worked together. See, we have homework to do in this Christian life. How equipped is your home for prayer and for Bible study and for worship? Are you doing your homework? Are you just going to church and forgetting about the Bible after you leave church service? Or are you taking your work home? The Bible says to us, my friends and neighbors, in Deuteronomy 6 and 7, that we should teach the word diligently to our children. We should talk of it when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lay down, and when we rise up. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got homework to do. We have to make sure that our homes are loving and peaceful, caring and kind, welcoming. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God says to us, we still have some homework to do. If we adopt those elementary school principles, my friends, we'll be so much better for it. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.